Do you think old people and young people can share interests? Yes. Not only do I hold the opinion that the elderly and the youth can share hobbies, pursuits, and fascinations, I believe it is quite the common occurrence. People often overemphasize the differences between old people and young people. In truth, we share many interests. Old and young people can be interested in the same types of food, the same types of music, the same types of films and TV shows, the same types of sports, the same types of art, and the list goes on and on. It may be true that there are some aspects of culture more preferred by young people or more preferred by old people, but that does not stop them from sharing interests. What can old people teach young people? There is no end to the life lessons that old people can teach young people. The elderly have lived long lives and learned many lessons along the way. That experience is very valuable. If you talk to any old person, you will discover there is something they are very skilled and experienced in. Some old people can teach you everything there is to know about cooking, while others can teach you about politics, and others about romance. Old people can teach young people the life lessons they have learned over the years. Are there benefits when one person is interested in another person? When two people find each other engaging and fascinating, there are many advantages. Interest in someone is the basis for many things, such as respect, admiration, and friendship. Therefore, interest in someone can improve many relationships. Students will learn from teachers better if they are interested in the teacher. Children will listen to their parents more carefully if they are interested in them. And strangers can become friends if they are interested in each other. Being interested in someone can bring many benefits to a person. Do you think many people today are too self-centered? I have started to believe that there has been a rampant rise of selfishness in our society, and it is quite the shame. Nowadays, a lot of people are only interested in their own popularity, appearance, and success. I think the main reason for this is that we live in a very competitive culture, and social media forces us to think about our appearance all of the time. This leads to people being self-centered and always putting themselves first. This is a very bad character trait and leads to an unhappy and unequal society. Therefore, I think it is important for us all to try and be as generous and empathetic as possible.